This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to you. We are broadcasting here from Radio K Pulpit. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. People are shouting, May Day, May Day. It's May Mental Month, Mental Health Month, Mental Awareness and all of that. So I'm Terry and this is Couples of Destiny. Today I'm flying solo. My partner is busy in another project. So today we've got a wonderful couple here with us and they're going to tell you a little bit about themselves, Pastors Letitia and Edgar Michaels. So we are excited to have them here this afternoon, but we are looking at a song that will come up shortly by Rachel Lumper. It's called Perfectly Loved. And I feel like songs like this is just going to prepare us for what God has in store for this afternoon. So we'll be right back, and this is just going to take a short break, and we will have a conversation with them on the most challenging topic today called Unbearable Pressures Couples Face in Ministry, in Life, and in a Relationship. So pastors, just say hi before we listen to this beautiful song.
Ladies first.
Wow. Good afternoon, listeners. I'm Letitia Michaels, and we're from Friends of Daniel Kingdom Church in Maitland.
Yes. I'm Pastor Edgar Michaels. We're 40 years married, me and my wife. She was 21 and I 30 when we got married. And God blessed us with two sons, Nicholas, who is 35, and Mikael, who's 30. And Nicholas is married to Liesl, and Mikael to Kayla, and Kayla and Mikael made us grandsons. We've got a little one, Gabriel, an angel, who is turning two.
Beautiful.
In September. So we are
beautiful.
Blessed.
Excellent. We'll be right. And here we are right back with Pastors Letitia and Edgar Michaels. And really, I am so, so excited about your beautiful family. I mean, two sons and grandparents already. Yes. You know, this is a very passionate topic that I'm about when it comes to mental health and speaking to you about these things, you know, in this particular time that we're going through. The Bible says in James 1 verse 19 that everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, pastors, I always feel like, you know, we as women of God, men of God, sometimes when ministering, even in our family, mm-hmm. we can suffer chronic exhaustion, you know, and people suffer from this because there's little time for them to get any rest or time to recharge, taking responsibilities between family and children and ministry and all of that. So tell us about your years of marriage. You know, I know you're going to celebrate a milestone coming up. And what is the most challenging mentally unbearable pressures that you as a couple face?
Wow. You may, love.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Terry, for inviting us. This is really a moment in time, a kairos moment. And I believe a lot of people are struggling, and not only people, but especially within ministry and mental health, meaning, you know, to be in a good state. Mm-hmm. When it comes to mind, emotions, social aspects, and that really, I think, impacts the way we do life. Mm-hmm. So my husband and I, yes, we're celebrating 40 years, the
Hallelujah.
End of this year.
Wow.
That's on the 16th of December.
Beautiful.
So just coming to what you are referring to, the most challenging, mentally unbearable pressures we face as a couple. Now, we got married, as Edgar have explained. I'm not going to go back into that. And, you know, having that huge age gap also of 9 years. When I married my husband, as a 21-year-old, I was a young girl. I was innocent. I was ignorant. I had no other boyfriends before. But I knew that I was getting married to a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very key to me. I accepted Jesus at the age of 11. He became my all in all. And what I saw in Edgar, you know, was God's will for my life. Fast forward, we got married. I'm just going to allow you to probe and facilitate. Stop me when you need to. But, you know, basically what was very, very hard and needed for me to adapt. And we're talking about well-being mentally as well. Was now all of a sudden I find myself working corporate for almost, well, let me say almost 30 years. And I'm not going to deep dive, but I'm just going to skim over certain things. So basically at a 21-year-old, I think we had our first child when I was 24 and a bit. And having traveled with Edgar, not in air, but on the road, Edgar started churches all over. So as a young girl, having to walk beside my husband as a very mature man of God and feeling very insecure, a lot of times, because I was a young Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So basically working, having children, having to deal with so many other things, which I'm sure that you will go into, just giving you an overview of where I was at, having to come home by the time that we started our Bible school. We had a Bible school that Edgar was the dean of, and me being the coordinator, coming home from a busy day, helping the children with their homework, cooking, having to go to church, coming back from church and doing Bible school was okay. You know what? The main thing was, for me, as a young Christian also, Jesus was always at the center of it all.
Yeah. We find that, as couples in ministry and just in a relationship, mm-hmm. is really, when you have this kind of get-go, when you start out like that, you really have very little time, couple time.
Yes.
How did you navigate with that, Pastor Edgar?
That's very true. My wife is a phenomenal woman, because he adapted so wonderfully. And if the Word of God and Christ did not control us both, I don't think we would have buckled under the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But as the Scripture says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So we download what came our way in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And we just leave other things in the hands of the Lord, because He carries part of the yoke. It's like a doctor, when you go home, you cannot go have a pity party because you've seen a patient that's chronic or in a problem. It's the Lord's thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the ways we cope. But a thing that caused us to cope also a lot, apart from mainly speaking everything, your heart out, your frustrations to the Lord, your complaints, but also that we never went to bed without resolving anything. Our communication was, and up till today, is very good. We can talk a lot. Even when we were courting, my mom used to say, but you people can talk and talk.
He's taking my line.
And that's how it was. And up till today, even after church, even up till today, when we come from church, my wife may be cooking, and I stand on with my back to the counter.
Yeah.
We chat about church, what happened, and what blessed us, what we should not repeat, and all of that.
That's beautiful. It's like a natural counseling kind of thing, absolutely. Because counseling is mostly you listening, someone else talking. So you venting, you're getting everything out, so you're not carrying any weight with you when you go into bed, and let today's troubles, the Word of God says, let today's troubles be enough for today. Tomorrow will take care of itself. So we have to be so focused in on today and make sure that what we are doing is bringing glory to the Lord, is going to edify someone else, So I think that is a good example, amidst the challenges we face in churches, there's a biblical term used in the Christian teachings that describes a rebellious, manipulative, and disloyal spirit.
Right.
And these can rise within relationships.
Absolutely.
It can rise within the church.
Absolutely.
It can rise within your own children, your own family, and something most of the time in leadership settings, And I also relate this to the thing where it draws its name from a character in the Bible. Mm. And, I mean, we all know about how the son of King David, you know, Absalom, he's mm-hmm. described in 2 Samuel 13 verse 18, that he rebelled against his father, sought to undermine his authority, and attempted to take over the kingdom.
Yeah.
And we find that this, since, I mean, I know we had this conversation some time back, and we spoke about how these things are so rife today. It's so up in our faces. Mm-hmm. You know, we deal with our children are rebelling. We deal with family members that are rebellious, you know, and sometimes even couples on their own are rebelling against each other. So we're going to talk more about this in our next session, because I want to know, where was a time in your relationship, in your marriage and in your ministry, you know, where this kind of thing happened to you, and it causes emotional distancing, not just with each other, but also with the congregation and with your family. And it's a difficult place to navigate because mentally you become strained. Mentally you can withdraw emotionally, physically, nonverbal communication. There's so many ways in which we can withdraw from that. But we're going to listen to a song very quickly, and it's a song by Hillsong called Still. And this is a beautiful song that can minister to you listening. I want to ask your listeners, share this broadcast with someone that you may know that will need some encouragement, something that's going to happen for them that will encourage them to move in the things of God with a clear mental capacity, without feeling strained and stressed in the way things are going in the world today. Amen. So we'll be right back. We can listen to the song right now. And we are back today. That a beautiful song, Still. You know, it's so comforting. I find it very comforting. I want to remind the listeners today, for those of you who want to connect with us, we have a live event coming up. It's time for our next Cape Pulpit Connect Breakfast. Save the date. Just make sure to be there. If you want to meet people and network, especially if you're in business, entrepreneurs and all of that, join us on the 27th of May at Coffee Therapy in Willowbridge between 7:30 and 9:30. I'm excited to meet all of you. I'll be there with a friend of mine and maybe some more friends, and enjoy our guest speaker Matsi Kolobe, who will share powerful insights on operating with integrity through kingdom principles and discover how to align your business practices with timeless values that drive both purpose and profit. Reserve your spot by May 25th with this exclusive networking opportunity. Bring your business cards. Well, it will equip you with practical wisdom for marketplace success. And our ticket price is only $150, including a fantastic breakfast and meeting wonderful people. So for more information and reservations, please contact Renette on 066-246-4716 or email Renette, R-E-I-N-E-T-T-E, at kpulpit.co. That's Coffee Therapy, Willowbridge, 24 May, from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. We can't wait to see you there. And I'm excited to see you there, as I'm excited to hear what our guests, Pastor Letitia and Pastor Edgar Michaels, from their beautiful church out in Garden Village,
Maitland. We stay in Garden Village.
Yes. Okay.
We're 105 Maitland, Voortrekker Road.
Wonderful.
It's an upper room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You heard that, family? Go there to 105 Maitland.
Yes.
I always say to people, find us on Facebook, find us on social media, just Google the name and you'll find them, you know.
Amen.
Make it so easy, and AI is very easy finding people as well. But we give God the glory.
So we greet our Friends of Daniel Kingdom Church family. They're
tuning in today.
They're watching.
We love you. We are for you.
Awesome.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah, sometimes we have people from our church as well, at Victory Praise Chapel, and Couples of Destiny, couples that we marry who are not in our church.
All the God.
Tuning in.
All the Lord's family, Amen. We greet you. Amen. The body of Christ.
Great. Yeah, there you go. You might listen to this on the replay, but you're still on time. And this message is for you. Pass it on and share it with someone else. Share your thoughts and ideas and suggestions with us. Tell us what is blessing you about the show. So we were speaking about this rebellious spirit that is, you know, manipulative and disloyal, that is everywhere around us today. And you find it in couples as well.
Oh, yes.
You know, and this is, I asked you the question before, was there a time in your relationship where your marriage and your ministry suffered this, and there was that emotional, physical, mental, verbal distancing? How did you deal with it? Tell us what happened.
Yes. My wife, you can speak.
She wants me to. Okay, my husband will always give me the honor. You know, this is God's church. It's God's church. It's God's work. And when we got married, I realized that God had called us together. And sometimes if you don't grow with your husband also, that's a great issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important to grow together. And as the suitable helper to my husband, being the counterpart of, you know, what God had called him to be, it's so important to be on the same wavelength, to grow together spiritually, etc. So we have seen it all. We have seen the Absaloms arise over, as I said, we'll be married 40 years. My husband is in ministry for more than that, 45 years, almost 50 years. So we've seen that spirit arise. We have actually seen the Jezebel spirit arise. We have seen the ramifications of that, accusations, what accusations could do. And the tendency is to retreat, to, you know, to just go deep down within yourself. And what my husband have actually taught me over the years as well is that if you have a problem, you know, run to God. So I want to say to people also today, if you have a problem, whether it's, you know, all of these social ills affecting you or even church hurts and pains and struggles, whether it's depression and all of that affecting you, instead of running away from God, run to God. So we've had, my husband can also just interject whenever he wants to and needs to, but if I remember a number of years ago, you know, within ministry, you do a lot. Hmm. You give your life, you give your best, you give your all, you counsel, you help, you know, marriage is breaking up, you come in between, you help, we believe, you know, as helpers of God that we've been called for a time such as this to also raise up a remnant of overcomers. Mm-hmm. And the walk has been great, but then comes a time when people leave you, they say things about you, they forget that you've gotten up 3 o'clock in the morning, left your children in bed, you've run to help, etc. But it is so because the Bible tells us that people forget. It is easy to forget, but it's also a sin to forget because forgetfulness gets you to the place that you forget who your father is or your spiritual mother is. Forgetfulness brings you to murmur against the hands that have fed you. So, you know, that is basically what we have experienced. Mm-hmm. I remember many years ago, you know, some of the people, there was an accident. And this family have been a loyal, loyal family. This is how many years ago. I remember my children still being small, me cooking, taking meals to the family every single day.
Yeah.
Every single
people
day.
Have this thing, you know, yes. It's almost like dishonoring your time,
right,
and all of that. But how does this affect you as a couple? You know?
When these things happen, and it's inevitable because Jesus had it also in his ministry, yes, where Judas betrayed him and he gave his best for Judas and Judas betrayed him. And as you just said, Absalom putting his fist in the face of his father, and what happened to him, and Korah standing up against Moses. That, Bible says, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Mm. And witchcraft is, I want to control this church. Mm. I want to control the people. What is the most? It's not even that people leave, but the stench they want to leave behind. It's like urinating on the church. And then second, that's worse, when they're outside, they still want to meddle into the church and get others also away from the church, influencing them. But what is a strength against it is to run the secret place again. Psalm 91, which is the divine protection psalm, the secret place. Mm-hmm. And we can, and the Lord says in the secret, Psalm 91, he set his angels charge over you, surround you, and protect you. And it's so harmful to attack the church because First Corinthians 3 says, those who want to destroy the temple of God, God will destroy them. So be careful when you touch the apple of the eye of the Lord, which is His children and the church of the living God.
Yeah. So what you basically is saying is when these things happen to you, you know, irrespective of how the people carry on and whatever, we do what we do as unto the Lord. Because we're going to give an account for all of this.
Yes.
And we just got to continue to run into His presence because that's where our healing and our peace comes, you know. And that's what people cannot take away from you. They can take everything, but they cannot take our soul.
And you maintain a sweet spirit. You don't become bitter.
Yes.
You just love and you move forward.
Yeah.
But you have to protect the flock also. We are fasting actually these 2 days, our church. And Zechariah chapter 2, verse 3 says, or verse 5, it says, the Lord will be a wall of fire around you.
Mm.
And inside of you, the glory of the Lord will be. It's like an electrical fence. When you touch the fence, you'll burn, you'll hurt yourself.
Yeah.
So that's the wall of fire
And also, it's also guarding your heart.
Yes.
I always see the guarding your heart as the Lord putting this garrison in the Greek. It talks about the garrison that they put around, you know, so that protection. So guard your heart, you know.
Right.
God is in control.
Mm.
I know that there's always a way for us to, there's always a way out.
Absolutely.
I like Psalm 91. He says, you know, those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadows of the Almighty.
Right.
So we're going to abide in the shadows of the Almighty.
Amen.
And we'll be right back.
Amen.
We're just going to have a short break.
Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And welcome back. There was a beautiful song by Laura Story, Come Unto Jesus. So we're speaking about all of these challenges that we face in our relationships as couples. You know, coming unto Jesus, like you said, is the answer.
Amen.
We run to Him.
Yes.
He comforts, He leads and guides and protects our heart and our mind.
Yes.
You know, so He protects. And that is what's so beautiful. The blood of Jesus has never lost its power.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You know, never lost its power. So these kind of people with these kind of characters are sometimes so difficult to handle, and we can just hand them over to God.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes we don't look at the person, we look at the spirit behind it, you know.
Absolutely.
And we just got to continue to love. Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. This is one of the greatest commandments that He's given us, right?
By this, they will know we
that
are His disciples.
Yes, we are His disciples. So in Revelation 2, 20, 23, Jesus rebukes the church for tolerating this Jezebel and whatever kind of, I don't want to call it a spirit, but whatever kind of difficulty there is, Jesus says.
We bear, we patient, but the Lord says you cannot keep on tolerating.
Exactly. He says
because the poison spreads all the time.
And then it goes from one to the other. And I think the biggest thing about these kind of spirits are that they want to silence the prophetic voices.
That's so true. When Elijah was coming forth, then Jezebel came forth. So, and she, with the witchcraft, tried to control and have endless dreams, endless visions to control the church and the pastor, but it's lying spirits, and we need to counter and attack.
Absolutely.
You can read it, listeners, if you want to know all about this, but read it in 1 Kings 19.
Yes.
It's all there.
Yes.
You know, they also promote false teachings and also immorality.
Yes.
That's very, very true in how they do it, because in Revelation it says that the Jezebel figure leads believers into sexual immorality and idolatry.
True.
I know people don't want to hear this, but you know what? It's biblical.
It's all in
it's
the Bible.
It's in the Bible. The Word of God is there to lead us and guide us. Our blueprint causes division. Vision and chaos sows discord, stirs up drama, and creates relational breakdown, or operates beyond the sea, behind the scenes, and appearing spiritual and very anointed.
Yes.
And that is the camouflage that they walk around, appearing. But those who are spiritual,
hypocritical, mask on, pretentious.
But you are spiritual, able to discern.
And you know what? We are in a warfare. And we should be aware of that,
mm-hmm.
and take up the explosive weapons of praying in tongues.
Absolutely.
We as a church, we believe, and my husband have, you know, just in the prayer meeting on Monday said, a church who don't pray, play.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
a church who don't pray will slay,
will stray.
So it's so, mm-hmm. so powerful that you have mentioned the Bible says do not tolerate. And for two people, especially husband and wife, to be able to, because we're talking about mental health now, mm-hmm. this can really send you down the slopes mm-hmm. of despair, depression. I mean, it's happening. We need to be very authentic and organic and raw when we speak about this. And the spirit of Jezebel in the Bible, I had wanted to bring great men of God down, mm. and that is the aim. But our aim is that we need to work and we pray and towards the judgment seat.
Yeah, don't you find, like, even as a woman, I look at my husband yes. sometimes, and I have to warn yes. him, and I will yes. say, honey, yes. you know, watch out for this person or that person. Just be careful how that communication, and be careful not Absolutely. To be found alone. Absolutely. He knows these things, Absolutely. And he will check for me.
So
we
true.
Need to be each other's
checkmate,
black,
you know,
check the blind yeah. spots, basically.
Absolutely.
Who's checking your
and
blind spots?
And be each other's safe spaces, you know, you are so right. We can tell you story upon story upon story, but at the end of the day, we say two is indeed better than one.
Mm-hmm.
Two
mm-hmm.
is in, because where the one is weak, the other one can strengthen the person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. So this undermining God's order yes. and authority kind of people that does that, you mm. know, they're just challenging leadership, want to yes. manipulate, yes. and mm. just particularly right. the godly male authority.
Absolutely.
They aim to replace God's establishment yes. with a self-promoting agenda.
Absolutely.
We've seen this many times. We've heard many people right. say it, you know, and sometimes we will look at each other and we mm. used to have arguments at times
absolutely.
Like, no, but it's not true. That
right.
person isn't like that.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Like, what wrong? Lord, is there something wrong with
yes.
me? You know, am I not spiritual today?
Yes.
You know, am I not Holy Spirit led?
Yes.
And sometimes we just human, you know,
yeah.
like.
No, there were many times I didn't listen to my wife mm-hmm. and you women. And even if you're born again, a prayerful person, your intuition is very strong.
Absolutely.
But men, we go mentally, yeah. our mind, our heads.
Yeah.
And
zeal.
The woman, the wife feels that person is coming on to you, that person. And you say, oh, man, you're wrong. And then after 4 or 5 times, you say, oh, my wife, you were so right.
Yeah.
I should have listened to you.
And, you know, for being so long in ministry, I think I got to the point where, and sometimes I used to watch, and I'm thinking, why am I watching this? And I'm like, Lord, why mm-hmm. are you making me the watchman here?
Yes.
Look at these things.
Right.
Because you find the same person will run to the pulpit
Absolutely.
Just to go stand in front of a person. You know,
it's was like, so true.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You know, and then they want to cry and fall into his arms.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like,
right.
I understand when
right.
this, we need to be sensitive
Absolutely.
To the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Some of it is real, you know.
And
the
we raising
needs
and we,
to be protected though.
And we
anointing.
Were raising two sons.
Yes.
Our sons, by the grace of God, are also pastors.
Yes.
And they have a passion for the work of the Lord.
Mm.
And they are being taught practically
yes.
seeing what happened
yes.
in our church, in the wider body of Christ, and in their parents'
mm-hmm.
life. And we thank God
Amen.
That they also keep a sweet spirit.
Yes.
Right.
Even between us, what keeps us going mm-hmm. is we forgive.
Yes.
But please don't mess with the church of God.
Yes.
Then the lion rises with the lamb's, with the lamb attitude. Christ is a lamb, but he's also a lion.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I think that there's these, some people and couples have these unprocessed
mm-hmm.
emotional weight
right.
because they cannot talk about
yes.
these things. They sit there
right.
and they have this thoughts,
mm-hmm.
oh my goodness, that this, you know, we've come to the place where we have to get spiritually mature.
It's so true.
And you know what? Hand these people to
mm-hmm.
God and say, Lord,
Absolutely.
You do what you need to
Absolutely.
Do. But sometimes we need to speak to them.
Right.
And I have to speak to my husband. I have
mm-hmm.
to speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both on the same page.
Absolutely.
And then we can get that off our
yes.
chest. Like you said,
right.
don't go to sleep.
Yes.
If there's anything today
Absolutely.
That you haven't dealt with, speak about it today.
Great.
Because you're taking that challenge with you into
yes.
your tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you
Absolutely.
Don't know why you're angry today.
Absolutely.
You woke up beautifully, but you're still angry because you didn't deal
didn't
with
deal.
Yesterday's issue.
True. And all those issues has a dire effect on your health.
Mm-hmm.
That is why people have, like, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's depression and unforgiveness and bitterness and envy and bearing grudges, etc., can never be good for your mental health, mm-hmm. because that's where it starts as well, mm-hmm. you know. But so, and ultimately, we need to keep the standard of God's word, mm-hmm. because we have been called also, I believe, for a time such as this. And in the last days, there are these spirits and these things, gross mm-hmm. Things happening and jumping up and yeah. coming against the church of yeah. the living God.
Yeah, we have to encourage accountability mm-hmm. and yes. also healthy confrontations, you mm-hmm. know, healthy confrontations.
Yes, right. To stay mentally healthy, prayer is such a powerful weapon. Mm-hmm. Paul's last letter, 2 Timothy chapter 1, he says, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he says to Timothy, stir up this gift mm-hmm. inside of you. That's praying in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And he says, then you will have a spirit of power, spirit of love, and a sound mind. And you alluded earlier to Philippians mm-hmm. chapter 4. Yes. Be anxious about nothing, but in everything, mm-hmm. pray, give it to God. Mm-hmm. And the peace of God will garrison your mind yes. in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I'm so blessed by this conversation. I don't know what it's doing for you, but you better share this with some of your friends, because the impact of when you don't do the things can really bring guilt, performance yes. anxiety, and shame when they can't meet everyone's yes. need.
Absolutely.
As a couple, even a yes. the need for your spouse. So mm. we're going to go into a song. It's called Lion by Natasha Owens, mm. and we'll be right back. And we're back, Lion of Judah. I like that part in the song. It says, Lord of Lords, mm. Defender. Isn't just that what we spoke about?
Beautiful.
The song is so apt. You know, family and friends, we come into the close of our session today, and it's always sad for me because I love to get more into what God has for you. There's so much to speak about in mental health and this challenging times for couples. You know, we cannot, many people, you know, think that this cannot be stereotyped, but there's mm-hmm. help for couples that struggle mentally, emotionally, right. spiritually. However, right. we have a counseling line here at mm-hmm. the station. There are counselors mm-hmm. available for those who need help. So don't hesitate if you as a couple or as individual want and need help. Mm-hmm. So the Bible says to us in James 1 verse 2, it says, count it all joy. Mm. Mm. Count it all joy. It means to consider the trials and hardships of opportunity as opportunities for growth and spiritual maturity rather than sources of unhappiness. Mm-hmm. Mm. Pastor Edgar, mm. in the short time, could you give us a powerful close for our listeners? Just a short prayer.
Amen. Let your zeal for Christ stay. And to keep that ignited and yes. that fire, you know, when you stay on your knees, it doesn't mean physically where you drive, mm. where you move. In any place, you can be spiritually on your knees. And when you're on your knees, you can stand through anything. Mm. You can stand before anyone, mm. and God will back you up. In our church, we have zeal for the Lord that consume us. Our young people, mostly young people, are on fire. We are nearly 100 people, and we're growing, and we are blessed. The hand of the Lord is upon us, and stay in the fear of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you so much, listeners. Amen. We'll be back. Share amen. This broadcast, and we'll be back with what God has for you next week. Bosses, thank you so much for everything, for sharing from your heart.
Thank you.
What God has placed.
Thank you to the honey couple that
thank you.
Invited us.
You're welcome.
Me and my wife, Letitia, we appreciate it very
much. You're welcome.
We
look forward to seeing you soon. Bye now.
Amen.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.